curious relationship.
So that sounds so bad. We had sex, well, you know, it's an on and off thing. Down, in and out, I don't know. I don't know. For some reason, like, I mean, the situations that I get put in sometimes are really ridiculous. One of them happened in Kelowna. I was with a bunch of my friends, and we were at a pub. And in the pub's bathroom, there was one of those novelty machines for, you know, like, condoms that are like fingers of passion. You know, all these little things. But turns out fingers of passion is a condom with like a little skeleton hand on the end of it. Pretty horrifying. Yeah, pretty bad. The port you find, I don't want to get that. There was one, though. One captured my imagination more than any other. Those of you who know me know what a sort of Lord of the Rings nut I am. There's a lot to do with my granddad. I won't talk about that now. But there was one condom called Evening Magic. And that got my mind going. I was like, holy shit, what the hell's in this thing? If I put it on, what the fuck is going to happen? Evening Magic? Damn. So we, all of us, eight guys, with pitchers of beer, sorry, like four pitchers of beer, are hanging out all night in the bathroom of the pub. The bartender comes in and is like, what the hell are you guys doing? We're like trying to, we're like, there's me magic in the... I couldn't stop. I needed to get this condom, so I'm going through rolls of loonies just trying to get this thing. It's not coming. I got fingers of passion up. Yes! That's not bad. Don't. That one's not bad. You know what I mean. But evening magic has eluded me. It's disappeared on me. It's full of disappearing acts. But the reason I'm so focused on this, my friends eventually begin to ask me, why? What's so special about this? And I have this idea. Shaped like Gandalf's hat.